Good evening. I'm your host, Aaron Rittmaster. Welcome to the Man Cave, where joining me tonight to record Diz Dad's podcast, episode number 48, are Mark Pratt.
Good evening, everyone.
Eric Anderson.
Good evening.
And Carl Finsel.
Hello.
Carl, correct my pronunciation. Is it Finsel or Finsel?
Finsel.
Finsel. I got it right the first time. Should have shut up. All right. Well, guys, you're not going to have to sit through me doing that promo spot this time, because tonight, that's the topic of the show. That's right. Tonight, we're talking about Diz Dad's convention, January 10th through 14th, 2013. We're going to do sort of a group trip preview here. Everybody on the show tonight is attending, and we just thought this would be a great opportunity to talk about it a little bit and get people energized to join us on the fun. We've had Diz Dad's meets before. What's the biggest, guys, that you can think of, Diz Dad's meet that's happened so far? I think we had, five guys get together at one point?
Last December at Christmas time would be the longest one.
Yeah, and there were five or six guys that got together, right?
Correct.
Well, so that was five or six. We already know that on the first night of the convention, on Thursday night, we've already filled a reservation for 50 at Whispering Canyon Cafe. It'll be the largest Diz Dad's meet ever. And, I actually have gotten a couple of messages this week. We may be looking to expand that reservation because there are some more guys who may be getting there in time to join us. So I'm really excited about this. Hope you guys are too. And luckily, I think we have another dad who's managed to join us on the call as well. Justin West. Justin, you back with us?
Yes, sorry about the technical difficulties.
That's all right. We're glad to have you aboard. We were just introducing the topic here. We're talking about the Diz Dads Convention. Again, the date's January 10th through 14th. And Mark, why don't you kind of share with people, some of the basics here. For people who somehow have missed us babbling about this for the last several months, like excited kids in the months leading up to Christmas, what are people looking at? First of all, we've got rooms set aside at three different resorts. Which resorts are we set up at?
We're set up at All Star Movies. We also have Port Orleans Riverside, and then Wilderness Lodge as well.
Okay, and so we've got group rates at each of those three resorts. It's about $96 a night at All Star Movies. About $179 a night at Port Orleans Riverside, and about $262 a night at Wilderness Lodge. We've got guys here tonight on the podcast staying at all of those, and then we also have Carl, who's staying on his DVC points and holding down what has become known as the Bachelor Pad. Carl, why don't you kind of fill us in on the Bachelor Pad? What's going on there?
Well, the idea behind that was couple of us were just talking about getting a room with the hotel rooms. You have no place to congregate, meet up and socialize. And with it being January, the parks close early. So we figured, hey, we'll rent a DVC building. Gives us a two-bedroom, gives us a full kitchen, living room, and pretty much gives us a place to socialize after hours. And
yeah, and ultimately he's going to give us a recording studio. We'll talk about that a little bit later, too. It's one of the events that I'm really excited about. But so there are lots of options for people, who want to come to the convention and stay kind of in the Diz Dad's atmosphere. We're going to be, at three different resorts, plus the DVC gang at Old Key West. If you do book the discounted group rooms, then we also have some group tickets available that are sold at a 10% discount. You can also add a dining plan, which is a nice thing because that's not usually available when you book a discounted room rate. So you can really do the whole package. And to do that, to get it booked, all you need to do is call and talk to one of the Fairytale Journeys by Diz Dad's travel agents. There's a bunch of us listed on the DizDads.com website. Click on the Fairytale Journeys by Diz Dad's link, and any of us would be happy to help you with it. But I don't want to talk about that stuff so much. I want to talk about the stuff we're really excited about, which is the time to get together and hang out together and do stuff as a group of dads out at Walt Disney World. We have a rough schedule. As we said, the 10th through 14th, so we're going to start on Thursday. We kind of picked a park of the day based on crowd levels and things. We're going to be in the Magic Kingdom during the day on Thursday, January 10th. At least that's the preferred park. People are free to make their own choices and go where they want, but we're kind of suggesting Magic Kingdom. And then we've got dinner that night at Whispering Canyon Cafe, which is sort of our big kickoff for the event. So, guys, are you're all going to be there in time to kind of kick things off with us on January 10th? Is that right?
I am, yeah.
Justin?
Yes.
Mark?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to be there. We'll be on the 9th, coming in at night.
Okay. And Carl?
Yes, I'll actually be getting in Thursday morning.
Okay, great. So we're all going to be there. We're probably going to get together, do some group rides and things like that during the day in the Magic Kingdom. That's going to be a little fluid until we get closer to the event time. But what's something, I don't know, why don't we turn to Eric first? And Eric, what is it that you're most looking forward to on Thursday?
Well, I think the kickoff meal is going to be a lot of fun. Just having that many of these guys who I have mainly interacted with, you know, over these strange computer things, in, you know, various ways.
Sure.
And just being able to see them, put faces to names, and, you know, break bread with the guys and, you know, hoist most likely some sort of beverage with them. it just seems like a great way to start things out. I imagine there'll be a lot of energy going around. And I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, and we should mention, you know, we've got guys traveling in all kinds of different sort of, you know, groupings and configurations. So, Eric, if I remember right, it's you and your wife traveling, just the two of you for this one. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And Carl is traveling, you know, solo and hanging with other DizDads guys. Mark's traveling with some, you know, friends and family, but it's an adult's trip for them. Justin and I think, if I'm remembering right, are both bringing our families. Is that right, Justin?
Yes. The wife and my two little girls. This is kind of a makeup trip because my wife and I are going on a trip here in a couple of weeks without the kids.
Uh-huh. So this is paying. Now this one's brilliant, Justin. I got to give you credit for this. You pay off the kids for the fact that you and your wife are taking a trip without them by bringing them on a trip to come hang out with the Diz Dads.
Yeah, this is the guilt trip. This is me feeling guilty for doing something without them.
That's a great way to make up for that. So what are you looking forward to the most on that first night or that first day?
Well, it's always special to be in the Magic Kingdom with the family. We really enjoy doing the fireworks and the parades. But that meal with all the dads, to get to meet everyone, you know, put the faces with the names and the puns. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, too. And I don't think we could have picked a better place than Whispering Canyon. It's the right atmosphere, I think, for, you know, kicking things off with this group, too. All right, so Thursday night we're at Whispering Canyon, and then we're, you know, I think the plan is, you know, parade, fireworks that night. People do whatever they want after that. Friday is a pretty loose scheduled day, or loose day in terms of scheduling. Preferred park for the day is Hollywood Studios. I think we're talking about group rides. Star Tours is a great group ride because you can fit a lot of people on a Star Speeder. Probably do some other group rides there. I can certainly see, something along the lines of a Toy Story Midway Mania tournament, sprouting up. or even a you know, Jedi Training Academy show full of Diz Dad's kids. But I don't know. Let's see, who haven't I gone to yet? Carl, anything special you're looking forward to on Friday? Kind of a wide open day.
On Friday? Friday is actually that's a Friday. We're going to do a nice lunch with Chris and Scott, and we're adding some whoever wants to join in with us. But that's at Beer Garden, and that's one of my favorite restaurants down there. So that's probably my Friday thing.
Okay, well, and that's a good point, Carl. I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, we have a preferred park, and you know, we're going to have some informal group events going on for the day. But people should feel free, if there's something that they really, you know, they want to do, go and do it. And people are organizing these kinds of things already. Come get yourself involved in the conversations that are happening already on our discussion boards. And you know, plans are coming together. Carl's got a group of guys who are going to head over for lunch at Beer Garden on Friday. I know that there's some of us that are planning on doing a dinner together at, or there are, I think, two different groups that are putting together dinner at Ohana, just sort of informal groups that are already kind of forming up. And, you know, if you haven't hung out with us much yet, or you don't know anybody yet, don't be shy. This is a friendly group, and we'd all love to have you along. How about you, Mark? What are you looking forward to at Hollywood Studios?
Tower of Terror, and seeing the fear in my brother-in-law's eyes. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, and you know, I should warn you, Mark, that my daughter is already saying that you need to watch out when you two finally meet.
Oh.
Because as you recall from the tournament podcast this summer, she has designated you her nemesis.
Is she still angry over living with the land? Come on now.
Well, it's not so much she's angry about living with the land. She's angry about the things that lost because living with the land advanced.
That's what I'm looking forward to is Sunday. Just the whole day of living with the land. Just, we're going to do a marathon, see how many times we can do it. You know, going back to Thursday for the dinner, I'm really looking forward to that because I've met four of the Diz Dads, and you know, you guys have all been just a kick to meet and hang out with a little bit. And you know, I look forward to putting a lot of the faces to the names kind of thing. And you know, endless milkshakes doesn't hurt anything either at Whispering Canyon. So you know, it's just this whole thing, you know, since we started this has been just kind of a great place to come and chat with each other. And just the camaraderie, you know, between the Diz Dads has been a really cool thing to have. You know, just you're stressed out at work. You know, you can get on Facebook and get a good laugh with any of these yahoos. And, you know, the website, you know, the DizDads.com website is just it. That thing is blown up. I mean, I don't know how many people we have on there now, but I know it's quite a few, and it keeps growing every day. So, you know, it's been cool, man. I mean, getting this all organized and, you know, just like I said, just getting ready to meet some of these guys it's really going to be just kind of a cool trip.
Well, now, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off.
Well, I was just going to say, we do a guys weekend every year for the brother-in-laws. And Chris, who's also coming with us, you know, he's just another one of the brothers. He's, you know, a real close family friend. And this came up and I said, hey guys, you know, what do you guys think about this? And Josh was on board, I mean, right away. So, you know, and so this is going to be our guys weekend. And we're really looking forward to the kind of, you know, the bonding experience, and especially with Disney. I mean, we all love Disney. My one brother-in-law used to live there. In Florida, and you know, it's going to be one of the first times he's been there in quite a long time without his kids. So, so yeah, it's just going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, on Saturday, you know, in a lot of ways, I'm really looking forward to Saturday for a couple of reasons. Number one, you know, I think it's just going to be a fun day being at Animal Kingdom with a group like the Diz Dads. And I know that because it's Animal Kingdom and for some guys, it's not so much their favorite park. I know there's some guys who are going to be spending some time at other parks that day. You know, I'm cool with that, too. I think it's going to be fun to be able to do things like, you know, ride a Kilimanjaro safari together. And, you know, just it to me, Animal Kingdom is sort of a hanging out park, especially when the weather is a little cooler. And so it's not so, you know, uncomfortably hot. So that part is nice. We're talking about getting together and meeting up for a lunch at Flame Tree Barbecue, which is a great place for an informal, you know, group lunch like that, because there's all that open area, you know, nice seating outdoors, and as long as you know, the rain cooperates, and no reason to think it won't, it should be a really pleasant way to gather together and have a good meal together. And then, you know, when we realize that Animal Kingdom closes early, and what are you going to do with that night? Well, that's when we turn to our friend Carl.
Bingo.
And Carl and his compatriots at the Bachelor Pad have been kind enough to offer to host a live podcast recording of the Diz Dads podcast. And so we will do our first ever live podcast recording. Now, I will caution, it may not end up being the first ever. We may try and experiment with one before we go. On the other hand, what are we going to do? We're dads. We're guys. Who knows? We might as well, right? First time ever, we might as well, you know, first time ever we're going to try and do this live, we'll do it from the living room of a suite at Old Key West. But I have to say, I'm really looking forward to that. And I don't know, Carl, do you have any special things planned for that evening for us?
Well, we don't have to mention any beverages. But pretty much just going to get some food, have some beverages, once the podcast done, socialize, get to know each other better, and it's just big social gathering there.
Hopefully I think it's going to
still have a DVC membership when we're done.
And it'll kick you out.
Well, I do have to say, you know, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to recording one of these where, you know, there's really an audience there to give us some immediate feedback. We're going to try and take some audience questions and, you know, do a little bit different kind of show than we normally do. I think we're going to have some prizes to give away and going to be able, some of these, depending on what all comes through, and I don't want to say too much about, you know, what may be available. Well, because it's still in the works, Diz Dad James Goodman, who seems to have contacts all over the travel industry, has really been working his connections for us. And
James is the man.
He is. And to give you a little preview of the kinds of things that we may have going on here, I expect in the next, probably middle of October, maybe sooner, we're going to put up on the DizDads.com website an auction. We're going to be auctioning off a pair of airline tickets anywhere Southwest Airlines flies. And we're going to let the winner of that auction, it'll be a, you know, kind of like a silent auction. Basically, in the comments to the post, you'll post your bid. And the high bid at the time the auction closes wins. And then we're going to give the person who has that high bid at the time that the auction ends the option. They can do one of two things. They can choose to take delivery of their tickets, and that's fine. That's great. If they do that, you know, at least 75% of what they bid is going to go directly to Give Kids the World. Some of the money would get held back, and we'd use it for various convention expenses and things like that. That's option one. Option two, though, is that if somebody decides that they wanted to, you know, just make a big donation and do something for the community, they can elect to have 100% of their donation go directly to Give Kids the World. We will, at their request, hold the vouchers back and give them away during the podcast. And we're going to have a number of items that'll come up for auction between now and January. And each time the bidders will have that option. They can make a 100% donation or they can make a partial donation and leave with their prize. We thought it was kind of a fun twist, a different way to do things. And no matter which way they choose, we should be able to make a nice donation to Give Kids the World from the Diz Dads.
And that's going to be great. It's a great organization, you know, that helps bring smiles into kids that, you know, may not be that fortunate enough to be able to do the things that, you know, like this that we're doing with our families. So it's a great organization.
And now Saturday, am I remembering right? Saturday is when you're going to be running, right, Eric?
Just 13.1 miles. That's
just 13.1 miles.
That's all.
That's
and
it.
And what time, pray tell, will you be running 13 miles on Thursday, Eric?
It is early. I don't have the exact time in front of me. I can track it down.
Well, I'm sure we'll make sure people have it because.
But it's real early.
It is.
They have to set up to get to the corrals. This is the 20th anniversary of the Disney Marathon weekend at Walt Disney World, so it's going to be very, very crowded. All the marathon and the half marathon are both sold out already, and also the Goofy Challenge, which is both. People who want to do the half marathon and then do the full marathon the next day.
I believe we may have one Diz Dad who's planning to Goofy. I don't know for sure if he ended up booking it or not, but I know that Ryan Treichler was talking about goofying.
Yeah, it's not me, but
but we do have a nice group of guys who are running the half. Eric, you're running it. We also have Tim and Barry running their showdown half, right?
They have a head-to-head challenge going. Yes.
So the Nemesis Challenge half marathon between Tim and Barry. Anybody else remember who else might be running the half? I think Paul might be running the half, or is he running the full?
I'm running the half.
Oh, Justin, you're running the half. That's right.
Hopefully.
You will. You will. We have confidence in you.
Training's going well, but it'll be quite the accomplishment.
Yes, it would. Yes,
I believe
would.
That is Mark Strope. Is he going to be?
He's not. He wasn't sure yet. He wants to. He's interested. Yeah.
So
he hasn't
on the ropes.
He hasn't booked anything. And the problem is that I'm concerned that since he hasn't booked anything, he's not going to be able to get in to run the half.
Right.
Although there's still the 5K family fun run on Friday morning, which I know we have three guys running that. Yes, I just found my notes. Ryan's running the Goofy Plus. Ryan is planning on running the 5K family run, the half, and the full. So the Goofy is just the half and the full. I'm not sure what you call what Ryan's doing.
Low-level insanity.
I'm not sure about the low level, but other than that, I think that title works. but we also have Ian planning on running the 5K. Terrence Hawkins is running the 5K. I think that covers everybody that I have who's told us. And yeah, Paul is running the full on Sunday.
Is there a 5M?
That's right. I was just going to say, we can't forget the 5M, the 5-meter Bachelor Fun Run, 5 meters, which we estimated to be the distance from the living room to the fridge at Old Key West for yes. Carl, Chris, and Scott.
We have several participants in that one.
I will be interested to see the times posted from the Bachelor 5M.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Justin.
I was just going to say, I believe that's a relay race.
That is a untimed relay race, yes.
Man, I hope so. I got the first leg.
So that's Saturday. Now, Sunday, plans are a little fluid for Sunday. We're going to be in Epcot during the day on Sunday. I know that there are people have all kinds of different plans for lunch. There's a lot of talk of a Beverly Challenge. Although after what Scott did on his last trip, I'm not sure anybody really wants to try it.
Did he lose it?
Well, how many, wasn't it Scott who recorded that video for us of his, Beverly Challenge?
I'm surprised there wasn't a wet cleanup after that one.
It was not pretty. I don't know what the final count was. Anybody remember?
I think it was 13 or 15.
Yeah, I was going to say it was more than a dozen. Oh, it might have been. It might have been Brian.
Yes, it was Brian.
That's right. Yeah, because Brian did that and then conveniently figured out that meant he couldn't come to the convention.
He was dropping a challenge for us.
That's right.
That's probably because he has a hole in his stomach now. That's why he can't attend.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure anybody's going to take him up on that at this point. 13 Beverlys.
I'm going to give it a shot.
You're going to give it a shot. All right, well, we'll make sure there's video rolling. I, on the other hand, I think will instead enjoy my beverage break at my favorite lounge in all of Walt Disney World at La Cava del Tequila. And hopefully there will be some dads who will choose to join me there. I'm expecting to have a relaxing portion of my afternoon at La Cava.
I know we have lunch there at noon at San Angel.
Ah, okay. That sounds good. I think I'm supposed to be dining at Beer Garden a little later in the day. So, but again, this is the kind of thing I'm talking about where, you know, there are just these kind of informal gatherings of smaller subgroups cropping up just every few days as people post ideas on the discussion boards. So, that kind of, I guess, leads into the last sort of broad topic I wanted to cover. And that is just to ask everybody kind of what we are the Diz Dads after all. So what you're looking forward to eating, while we're out in the parks, during this convention meeting. So, Carl, how about you? What's at the top of your dining adventures list?
Do you want our ADR?
Well, you can, or, just whatever it is that you're looking forward to doing.
Eating. I put Chris Carroll in charge of my dining plan, so I made him my dining coordinator.
He's so, quite talented on that front.
What's that?
He's quite talented on that front.
Yes, he filled it up for us. So we're doing we'll be doing a lot of eating on this trip. right now we have a Crystal Palace on Thursday for lunch, right before our Whispering Canyon dinner.
Yeah, so, you guys are insane eating that back-to-back, but...
Back-to-back. And then Friday, we're going to be doing some Beer Garden lunch, followed up with a La Cellar dinner. Saturday, let's see, Flaming Tree lunch, followed up by Ohana dinner, which you touched base on earlier. I believe that's where a good group of us, like 15 or so, are going to be dining there Friday night. And then pretty much finishing up with Kona on Sunday morning for breakfast before everyone rolls out.
Yeah, it sounds like you got it all covered.
I may be tagging along with your Beer Garden lunch on Sunday.
Oh, good, good, so good.
I'll be doing plenty of eating on this trip.
Sounds like it. How about you, Justin? Any dining experiences you're looking forward to on this trip?
Yeah, with the family, we made an ADR for 50s primetime on Friday at Hollywood Studios. I believe we have a lunch scheduled for Crystal Palace one of the days. I think also this time we're going to try and get a lunch in at the new Beauty and the Beast restaurant.
Yeah, be our guest. Yeah.
Yeah.
There will be a number of us looking to do that.
Yes. Beyond that, obviously, the Whispering Canyon. I haven't been there before, so that'll be exciting.
All right, and how about you, Eric? Any dining in particular that you're looking forward to?
Well, after the race on Saturday, I'm looking forward to finding a buffet for a late breakfast and eating all of it. In addition to that, in all seriousness, my wife and I have a reservation at Artist Point for Saturday night. So that'll be our nice post-race celebration. We're both running in the half marathon. Right. So after she beats me soundly in the race, I'll let her take me out to dinner.
How kind of you.
I think so.
Makes you such a thoughtful husband.
I do what I can.
Let's see. How about you, Mark? What are you looking forward to?
Well, yeah, I was saying earlier, I have this big whiteboard next to my desk, and we've had probably a couple of meetings, the brother-in-laws and I, and so we have this whole itinerary mapped out on this whiteboard, and so we've got all of our park hours and everything on there. I've never eaten at the Whispering Canyon, so I'm looking forward to that. I've heard great things about it on the podcast, so really looking forward to that. And then I went ahead and said, you know, each one of you pick a place you want to eat at, and then we'll make it work. And my brother-in-law, he picked for Friday, he picked Tepon Edu. He really likes that. So we're doing that Friday night. We just got the regular meal plan. So we just have the one set down and one counter service. So we're doing Whispering Canyon, Tepon Edu, and then Saturday at Animal Kingdom, we're going to go ahead and do Tusker House before the park opens. And then I talked to my friend Rachel, who's a safari driver. So those interested, about 10 o'clock, she agreed to let us know what truck she's driving, and we can have a personal safari driver.
Awesome.
And then Flame Tree, I've yet to eat there, and I've, you know, every time I walk past that place, it's like, man, that smells so good. So, and then, you know, of course, light dinner at Old Key West. and then Sunday, again, we got San Angelo Inn, and looking forward to that before we head out our flight. We got to be out of the park about 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. So,
right,
that's what we're doing.
Well, I think that I have to agree. Whispering Canyon with a group of 50 Diz dads and their families is going to be epic. I think that the beer garden lunch is going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that one. Like I've mentioned, I'm looking forward to heading back over to La Cava. From what I understand, my favorite offering from La Cava, the Scorpion flight, is no longer on the menu. I'm tempted to go ahead and try and order it anyway and see if they can at least still serve it. Quite a tasty combination. Other than that, I am interested in checking out the new Be Our Guest restaurant. I was up early in the morning making ADRs when it first, they first became available for some of my clients, and thought about making one for myself, but decided that, you know, I was gonna wait and wait and see on it. Decided we'd do lunch instead. But the thing I think I'm most excited about is, and I don't have this one booked yet. This is a new project that I need to try and get booked. But finally, for the first time ever, my son has agreed to a character meal. He's been character shy since the first time we went into the parks. But the one character that he's, excited about always is Stitch. And for the first time, when we mentioned the possibility of, having breakfast with Stitch, he was on board with the idea. So I'm going to see if I can get us that Ohana breakfast. We'll see how that goes. So, all right, well...
You mentioned Be Our Guest. You might want to check with Chris, because he may be switching our Crystal Palace over to Be Our Guest.
Good luck, so, if he can get it.
I think he already did.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have confirmation on that. That's why I still said Crystal Palace. But
yeah,
I believe he already changed that over.
Well, it's only... If it's for lunch, it's counter service. Be Our Guest is enhanced counter service for lunch, basically. It's a walk up, and then they bring your food to your table. They don't take ADRs except for dinner.
We're looking at that as well for Thursday.
Yeah. I do want to mention one last thing. Mark reminded me about this right before we started recording, and I almost forgot. If you're coming to the convention, do stop by the website, dizdads.com. Go ahead and register for the convention. There is a charge. It's a little cheaper if you've booked with the group. The what you pay for that package, for the convention registration package, is going to come back to you in some premiums that we're putting together. The package will include these are some nice, good size, not huge, but not too small, park bags that are good for carrying stuff into the parks. a new and completely new design DizDad shirt. And it's not a t-shirt this time. Not going to go into any more detail than that. It's a surprise, but it will only be available to people at the convention. Haven't even decided whether we're going to make them available generally after that, but you know, custom ordering them just for people who are convention attendees. We're looking at including some other premiums as well. So it's worth the few dollars, and any money that doesn't go towards those premiums is also going to go to, you know, allowing us to do things like cover some of the refreshments during the live podcast and things like that, to help make the experience as full and fun and exciting as we can make it for everybody. So I'm really looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing the guys. And I think it's going to be a blast. There's still time to get involved. Go ahead and come join in the conversations on the board. You know, join in the conversations on the discussion boards. Sign up to come. We've got rooms available still at all three resorts. So there's plenty of room available. And on the other hand, we're comfortable. We're locked in on our group, so your group rates are going to be protected. So, you know, what's holding you back? Come and have some fun.
You know, Aaron, I got to say, my brother-in-laws were kind of hesitant, or at least one of them was. And with that group rate, it's pretty cheap. And if you can book out your flights, you know, this early as well, you know, we got it to where it was under $1,000 a person, you know, and that's pretty good for, you know, a 4-day trip to Disney World, including flights, meals, and your room. So these rooms, you know, we got a great rate on these guys. So if you're even questionable about it, definitely give one of the DizDads, the agents, call and, or, you know, email us, whatever you got to do, and let us quote it out for you.
Yeah. I mean, the Wilderness Lodge rate is crazy, because it's marathon weekend. And I looked, that rate for Wilderness Lodge during marathon weekend, you know, the rack rate that they're selling it for is like $350. So the rate that we're getting is almost $100 off per night what you'd get booking directly with Disney. It's a heck of a deal. It's not quite as steep a discount at the moderates and at the values, but, you know, the numbers are smaller to start with. And so they are, you know, a good deal. And I think people don't realize that the prices usually do go up for marathon weekend. And the convention rate has really managed to keep the price down and make it an attractive option.
It really has.
I just wanted to add, for anybody who's thinking about it and you've been on the fence, where else are you going to be able to come and meet a bunch of other dads who have a love for Disney and the same like-minded family values? It's going to be an epic event.
I think that is the perfect note to wrap this up on. Had a great time talking to you guys about this. It's getting me really excited to get out there again, and it's going to have to, you know, get my ticker counting down. You know, I look over and we're at almost 100 days as we record this now. So by the time we release this, it'll be less than 100 days till convention time. And, you know, almost time to break out the countdown chain, because we'll be under triple digits. And that's when my kids like to start counting down.
I started counting down a long time ago.
104 days right now.
All right. So you heard from us. You've heard about the convention. We want to hear from you. Give us your ideas and suggestions. This event is, you know, still fluid. We're still adding new ideas and fun experiences and, you know, new ideas into the planning of this event. So email us at podcast@dizdads.com with your suggestions. Visit our blog at dizdads.com. You can tweet us at Dizdads Podcast on Twitter. Come to the discussions at boards.dizdads.com. You know, we've been talking through all the details here, and you know, that's where a lot of the planning is taking place. But until next time, it's been Aaron Rittmaster with Mark Pratt.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night. See you there.
Carl Finsel.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Justin
see
West.
You all there.
Oh, sorry, Justin West.
Good evening, and see you in January.
And Eric Anderson.
Night, everybody.
brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys, an authorized Disney travel planner. Let us help you put together your next magical Disney vacation. Find us at fairytalejourneys.com. Let us sweat the details so you don't have to.
This has been a Wizard of Oz production.